I wanna be your end game. I wanna be your first string. I wanna be your 18. I wanna be your end game.
I was chatting to two people last night, and they were convinced that the end was coming for humanity. This geezer said to me, "Get out of here, man. Just go and live in a desert. Go and live in the middle of a desert. No nukes are aimed at deserts. You'll be in the desert, you'll be fine. The rest of the world will burn." I mean, yeah, he might have a point. But what's better, to die quickly or have a slow, painful death? Like this podcast. Stop it. But the thing is, given that choice, most people would choose the slow, painful death. Because bottom line is, most of us don't want the end. However painful it is, for there not to be an end, most of us fear the end game. And is the end game coming today? As an asteroid will come screaming into Utah's West Desert, slowed down only by parachutes. And we're gonna mine this asteroid for its constituents, its minerals. Hang on. Isn't this the plot of the movie Don't Look Up? Shouldn't we be terrified? Mining an asteroid for fame and fortune. And celebrity. Well, luckily, it's only bits of a mountain-sized asteroid being brought back by NASA's OSIRIS-REx capsule, and it promises to tell us, where do we come from? It could answer questions like, where did the oceans get water? Where did the air in our atmosphere come from? What is the source of the organic molecules that make up all life on Earth? Fascinating stuff, isn't it? In a way. What do you mean, in a way? How did life start? How were the planets formed? Well, just, you know, forgive me, but I don't care. Of course you care, Nathan. Not really. I just care about today, tomorrow. I don't really care about even yesterday. It's gone. It's gone. What can we do today, tomorrow? Well, today we can collect samples from the asteroid. That's what we can do. Yeah, but to what end? Why? Well, it'll tell us maybe how water was formed. I don't care. We have water, you know? We need to conserve the planet today, tomorrow. Very naive, Nathan. Research like this leads to innovation. Yeah, cool. That is about the future. I agree. I'm going to get excited if you're telling me something's for the future, but tell me something that happened 4 billion years ago. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Well, maybe, Nathan, you'll give a fuck when I tell you the person responsible for choosing the place on the Klomet, yeah, that's the technical word. Choosing the place on the Klomet where we collected the sample from. All right, who's the person responsible for choosing the place on the Klomet? That's a real word, isn't it? Where you collected the sample from. It was Brian May from Queen. I was right. This is Don't Look Up, isn't it? You're getting excited about fame. It's celebrity. And it's nonsense. And that's why the end is coming. I'm not worried about yesterday. I'm worried about today. What's happening today? So today, I am going to move to the middle of a desert. I'll be safe there. Sure. Just kind of... Don't look up. There's an asteroid coming. Dum, dum, dum. Another one bites the dust.